Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope that you have had a great week and that you are looking forward to an awesome Friday. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. And so this past Sunday, we looked at the opening chapter of the Gospel of John, and again, looking at the passage where John declares that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. But he says more than that. He goes on and he says that he testified that the Holy Spirit descended down on Jesus and it remained on him. And that was what allowed John the Baptist to know that Jesus was the one who had been given the authority to baptize with the Holy Spirit. And so again, I want us to take a moment and again ask the question that we asked on Monday: have you trusted Jesus with your life? And here this morning, I don't necessarily want us to think about specifically, have we trusted him to forgive us of our sin? Although we need to do that, and that is why Jesus, as the Lamb of God, comes to take away our sin. But I want to take that question in a slightly different direction this morning, because while it is true that Jesus is our perfect, spotless Lamb who takes away our sin, it is also true that the Holy Spirit descended and remained on Jesus, and Jesus has the authority to baptize or to give or to immerse us into the Holy Spirit. And so specifically this morning, I want to ask you, if you have trusted Christ and you have forgiveness in him, are you trusting Jesus with the rest of your life? And this is what I mean. It can be so easy for us to trust Jesus with our past and say, oh, Jesus, thank you so much that you have taken care of my past and my past sin has been erased. And maybe for a lot of us, we know that Jesus is also taking care of our future sins. And so we're thankful to Jesus for having taken care of our sins by his shed blood. But we can so easily forget that Jesus does that, but he doesn't only do that. He also empowers us with the Holy Spirit so that we can live holy lives that are empowered to love and to serve other people. Jesus has the authority to baptize or to immerse us in the Holy Spirit. And so my question for you is, are you trusting Jesus with your life? Are you leaning not on your own understanding, but leaning on the Word of God, which was inspired by the Holy Spirit? Are you praying to God on a regular basis? Are you leaning into the strength and the joy that the Holy Spirit gives to you to live for him, and not merely to live for him, but to do so with joy? Because the great news for everyone who is called upon the name of Jesus is, yes, he does save us and he forgives us, but he also gives us the strength to live a new kind of way, to live in the Spirit and not the flesh, to live for Jesus and not for ourselves, to love other people in ways that are scary and bold and out there, as opposed to simply loving ourselves. That is available for you in Christ. It is yours. And so I want to ask you, have you been trusting Jesus with your life, your day-to-day decisions? And if not, this morning is just as good of a morning as any other time to renew that commitment, to not merely trust Jesus for forgiveness, but also to trust him in every moment of your day, knowing that he loves you and he is looking to extend the blessing of God through you, his adopted, the child of God, to others, to everyone you come in contact with today. So let's take a moment and let's pray, and let's ask God to help us by the power of the Spirit to live holy lives for him, to do what he says to do. And more than that, that we would be just incredibly loving and kind and gracious to the people that we interact with today. And honestly, maybe you've got some tough meetings that you know that are coming up today. Maybe you've got some kids who just aren't very good at listening, or a coworker or a boss that's just really difficult. Maybe it's a great time right now to ask God to give you the help that you need to love and serve those people well. So whatever it is for you, let's pray now and let's ask God to help us by the Holy Spirit to live more fully for his son, Jesus. Let's pray together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We hope to see you at one of our four campuses this Sunday at Mount Vernon or Lewis Center or Westerville or Delaware. And we hope you have a fantastic weekend, and that we see you back on the Drivecast on Monday. God bless.